Just before we head to the break, Damien English, you were on Clare Byrne during the week giving your reaction by the decision of the Standards and Public Office Commission not to investigate the issue over false information you provided on a planning application. Jed Nash, you've also heard back from the Ethics Committee. They're not pursuing any issues around this either. When did you hear back from them?
I think it was last week. The party made an initial complaint because we felt that SIPO wasn't the right outfit to make a complaint to. I think that has been proven for a variety of different reasons. So we made a complaint on the basis that that we know of, Damien resigned as minister in, I think it was late January or early February, and Damien can explain why, and I think everybody understands why. So we made that complaint to the Members' Interest Committee, and they came back last week and they informed the party that essentially the complaint that we made, they believe that the issue involved a personal matter. And I think what it does do, I think we maybe might all agree that our ethics framework in this country does need to be modernised and updated. I think there's a general review that that should happen. A review has taken place. I want to see legislation introduced now this year, and Mairead would have been involved in a previous role with me as well as Minister for, as spokesperson on public expenditure and reform. You know, the ethics framework, whether that be the powers that SIPO has, or indeed other agencies to uphold ethics. And ethics and principles are important in public life, and trust is important.
Right, but on this specific issue.
On the specific issue, they have. You know, they have very narrow remits, and the law is very narrowly drafted in this whole area. I mean, Damien can speak for himself, but happened was wrong.
Okay, Damien, just do you want to clarify? There was another question came up in that interview you did with Clare Byrne on the issue of another house that has been declared in your Standards and Public Office Commission submissions, that what is the use of the current house you owned at the time? Because this has come up and questions have been asked about it in the reportage. So do you want to take the opportunity just to tell us, what is that house used for? Is it occupied? Do you garner any income from it?
So Colin, first of all, and to take up with something Jed said, what I did was wrong. And I'm admitting that in January. So no work by any other committee changes that. I've said that straight up, that the information on my planning file was wrong. And I take responsibility for that, and that's why I resigned. So that's that bit. The question mark then in relation to the house and so on, that is a house that's a private family house. It's in my family for the last 100 years. The only people who use that house are me and my family. And that's if it was any different, it would have to declare that. If I was making any income off that, or
sure. Involved.
And that's, it's not. It's family, private. And the rules of SIPO, the guidelines are very clear. Any house that's private family use does not have to be declared. And that's what they've said. It's family use. And as I said to Clare Warren, you heard that yourself, that's family use. That's as far as it goes.
That's it. Know? So that's final word on it.
That's my final word. All because right, family okay. use is family use. And you don't declare that. That's it.
We're back with more after this.
The Late Debate with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.